Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to Michael's Story Photograph Podcast. I'm so glad that you're here with me today. I'm your host, Michael Serizawa, talking to you from Ottawa. Have you had a moment in your life which you've secretly treasured in your heart, but never told to anybody else? In this podcast, I will tell you about one such special moment from my life in a story photograph. Now make yourself a cup of tea, and let's spend the next 6 minutes together in the cozy room of Story Photograph. Hello, my dear friend. Welcome to the second weekend of May. Since I spoke with you last time, it's been sunny every day here in Ottawa. The temperature rose above 20 degrees Celsius, and trees are now full of leaves. Not baby leaves anymore, they are adult leaves. We now have shades under the trees. And what happened to the tulips that were starting to blossom last weekend? Well, they are now fully blossoming. All the petals are now wide open. I think it's time for me to make a visit to this year's Ottawa Tulip Festival before it's too late. What aspect of nature around you would you like to enjoy this weekend? Today, I'll be sharing with you a memory from recent years. It is our sentiment around goodbyes. The story takes place at an airport. In the summer 2019, I visited my family back in Japan for a few weeks. When it was time for me to fly back to Ottawa, my mother came to see me off at Tokyo Haneda Airport. You know, the sentiment of a goodbye can be found not just in the final hugs and kisses, but also in the subtle actions and thoughts during the time leading up to the moment. I wonder what memory of a goodbye you might think about after listening to this story. I hope that you will enjoy it. Goodbye sentiment. 4 summers back, I visited my family in Japan for about 2 weeks. Considering the fact that I lived in another country and could not afford to travel often, it was a rather brief stay. But again, that was all the holiday I managed to accommodate that summer. The 2 weeks passed quickly. We crammed everything that a person would normally do over 1 year in that short period of time. Family trips, visiting relatives and friends in other cities, shopping, lunch and dinner at restaurants that we wouldn't normally go to. My mother also made sure to cook all my favorite dishes during my stay, which meant almost every dinner menu was like a birthday feast to me. It was something that had never happened all those years ago when I lived with my parents, or even after when I went to college and started living on my own. My mother's grocery shopping was unusually generous, to the extent that I got worried about the family's meal budget. On the day of my flight back to Ottawa, my mother and I traveled to Tokyo Haneda Airport together. Usually, my father would also come to see me off, but the day fell on a weekday and he had to go to work. My mother and I left home in the morning, took the bullet train to Tokyo, and by midday, we had successfully made it to the airport. After I checked in and dropped my luggage, we ate lunch at one of the restaurants. Once again, my mother insisted that I would eat my favorite food, and we ended up in a tempura restaurant. It was a little costly, but so unlike my mother, she did not even mention such a thing as price. After everything, we sat at one of the benches to spend some more minutes before I needed to go through the security check. My mother took out a Tupperware from her bag and opened the lid. It contained a mountain of grapes, my favorite fruits of all time. Eat some, she said and put the Tupperware in my hand. I had been eating grapes every day for the past week, thanks to my mother's hospitality. But she had bought a new package just yesterday so that I could have some more before my trip. My stomach was full from the tempura lunch, but unable to refuse the special offer, I started picking the grapes. 10 minutes passed. I was eating the grapes and chatting with my mother, occasionally checking the time. My flight was departing in about an hour, and I thought I should get going. But my mother seemed not at all concerned about the time. It was so unlike her, because whenever we traveled together, she was always the one to keep the time. I finally opened my mouth. Mom, I think I should get going. Already? The disappointment was wide on her face. For a moment, I thought I should stay with her a little longer. Then my mother asked, When is your flight? It's leaving in an hour. Then you must go now. Suddenly, she came back to her senses, collecting all the Tupperwares in her bag. Together, we shuffled to the security check, and we gave each other goodbye hugs before I went to clear the security check. Once I walked to my gate, boarding had already started, revealing how close I was to missing my flight. But no shock came to me. All I was thinking in that moment was the Tupperware of grapes my mother had taken out of her bag, and the sad disappointment on her face when I told her I was leaving. Thank you so much for listening. I hope that you've enjoyed our time together as much as I did. If you liked this episode, please subscribe and leave us a comment. You can also subscribe to my weekly story letters from the link in the show notes. You will hear from me each week with a short, insightful story about our life that you wouldn't find anywhere else. When you subscribe, you will also get an access to 5 audio story photographs to bring you comfort during your busy day. Until next time, stay warm and happy.